over here. That's the nicest thing anyone's ever said to me.
Welcome, hey everybody, welcome to Harry Says Yes. I'm Harry Nelson. This is episode 4. It's you know, here we are. This is the fourth week in a row I've released a podcast. I think that's pretty admirable.
It is.
Yeah. All right, great. Welcome to the podcast. Here I want to say a special welcome. This is going great. To my co-host, Jeremy. Hello, Jeremy.
Hey, everyone.
Yeah, I mean, you can speak to me.
Hey, Harry.
I think we're supposed to act like... I think like the professional thing to do is to act like we're just having... Like, we don't even talk about the...
I mean, but that ship has so long sailed.
No, this is very professional. We're doing a great job. We're talking in the microphones. We're all wearing headphones.
This is very natural.
Yeah. This is how we talk.
This is a normal night in my apartment.
Yeah. We're here. We've left Harry Says Yes Studios, and we're here.
Equipment from eBay.
Amazon.com. I mean, from the sellers, but still. Okay, so we have... Well, you're my co-host.
Your co-host tonight.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you for being that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're welcome.
Great. We have pretty good chemistry, I think. So we have some announcements to get out of the way. If you could just read those. They end right before it. Okay, so it says... you'll get the hang of it.
Announcements.
You can read it. Hold on. You can put it in your own words, too.
All right.
If you want to, you don't have to.
Well, I can't put something in my own words when I don't even know what I'm reading.
That's not my problem, Jeremy.
All right. July 16th. Did you write this to yourself?
No.
Podcast has a Twitter. @ Harry Podcast. Oh, I see what you're saying, putting it into my own words now.
Yeah.
Podcast has an email.
Great.
Harry says podcast @ gmail.com.
I didn't write it like this. That's how he's choosing to read it.
There's an update from last week, everybody. Harry is still unemployed. He's going through a tough time and could use a lot of encouragement about how this podcast is going.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, you don't want to crash the whole internet. Subjects.
No, that's not the great. Medium job, like C-plus job doing those announcements, Jeremy.
I mean, the amount of prep time I had was... I don't think you just send a kid into the Olympics.
Sure. I should have emailed this to you a week ago so that you have time to familiarize yourself with them. Did you know that we had a guest on tonight's episode?
I didn't. I thought I was a guest. Turns out I'm the sound effects co-host guy.
Yep. Well, will you lay some of your trademark sound effects on us?
That's the an ambulance.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. Like Carl Winslow. No, not Carl Winslow. Michael Winslow. Carl Winslow was the dad.
Carl Winslow was the dad of Family Matters. Yeah.
Okay, so our guest.
He was a policeman, though, so I thought that's where you were going.
Oh, that's probably how I got it mixed up in my head. Do you think that the character, this is probably real trod territory, the character in Die Hard is the same character as the one from Family Matters?
Definitely. I've never thought that ever.
Really?
But I'm sure other people have made that connection. This is what I think. I think, oh, that's the guy from Family Matters, but I never go so far as to think, like, that's Carl Winslow, you know, fucking with Jack McCain. What's the guy's name?
John McCain. John McClane.
John McCain? Yeah. We were so young.
It's true.
Yeah.
How old are you?
32. I'm not that young.
I'm 27. I'm not that young.
Die Hard 1 was still a little before my time.
But you know who is young? Our guest. Brenda.
I thought we were doing this thing where the guest was never going to be introduced.
She's going
to that demoted.
Brenda, hello. Reepinoff.
Nailed it.
Really?
Yeah. Maybe say it a little quick.
Reepinoff.
Yeah. There you go.
How you doing? Welcome to Harry Says Yes. Jeremy, please welcome.
Welcome, Brenda, to my apartment. And as the co-host, I would like to say, is that a signal?
No.
Shut up.
All right. No, you're doing great.
That was it. I apologize.
You're very good at that. Thanks so much for having us to your apartment here tonight, Jeremy, by the way. We're in Jeremy's apartment. There's a dog at my feet.
Mm-hmm.
He's beautiful.
Yeah. Tonight, what kind of dog is Triumph?
He's a lab mixed with other dogs.
Chocolate lab, looks like.
I mean, I don't... That's racist, right?
I don't know that that's racist.
Okay.
I think it's just flavorist. This is a funny podcast. So, Brenda, welcome so much.
Thank you lots.
Brenda, can you just take over? For the love of God.
Now I'm promoted. Wow.
We can always do a We can always do a guest podcast, a guest co-host switcheroo if you guys want. That is a thing.
We'll give it a little bit.
We'll give it a little bit.
Maybe
I think,
later.
I think you guys are both, I'm having a lot of fun. Hopefully our listener is listener, and that is singular for a reason, is having a lot of fun as well. Brenda, how do I know you? Wait. Don't answer that, because we're going to get to know each other in a little segment that I like to call Internet History. Jeremy and Brenda, can I hear the theme song for Internet History? Please work together.
Internet history. Once upon a time, there was a guy named Al Gore.
Al Gore
said he invented this thing.
This thing.
He invented this thing called history. Wait, no, it was the internet.
Internet.
So, this segment is all about getting to know each other through our internet histories. So, Jeremy, you're not a social media person, right? You don't have a Twitter. You don't have a Facebook.
Yeah, you. Accusation of those. But no, I don't.
What is the reason for that?
I kind of missed the boat on it, and it just passed me by. And it really is, that's the shortest and best explanation.
Have you had any of those? Have you had?
I had a. Do you remember Zanga?
I do remember.
I never used it, but that was the only thing I ever actually like.
Do you remember
registered.
Your? Do you remember your Zanga username?
Actually don't. Probably it was probably just JSU or MCJSU. I used to go use that a lot. That was like my AOL thing.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Did you have like a?
Yeah, I had the AOL chat.
Yeah,
I had like five of those, but the main one was MCJSU. Oh, I also had Small Sexy J. Those are the two main. Those are the two main ones.
I like Small Sexy J.
That was a whole wrestling was huge when I was in high school. So it was this character, Big Sexy J.
Oh, okay.
Big Sexy something, and I was like, yeah.
Oh, okay, it wasn't like your sex name.
No. My sex name is MCJ Sue.
Okay. So that was your first social. What was your first social network, Brenda?
It might have been the same, actually. Believe it or not.
Yeah.
Also, Zinc.
Sexy B.
What? No. I think it was. I don't remember what Zanga was. It might have been Brenda KK107. That was like the first thing I ever had name of anything.
Yeah.
And it was my name, obviously. KK is initials Casey Kane, the race car driver who I thought I would marry for like 10 years of my life. Like I thought that was going to happen.
That was a long time.
Weren't you crazy young?
I mean, yeah. I think when I watched NASCAR, I'm 22. So I was probably like 14.
You're 5 years younger than me, and I'm 5 years younger than.
Nice. So
we 15 years of.
So we need a 17-year-old.
I'm old as shit with you guys.
That's true.
Oh, man. I just slipped into a deep depression.
No, that's
co-hosting Harry's podcast.
But no, you're. I forgot to. So this is Harry Says Yes. It's the name of the podcast. I haven't said that yet. On this podcast, every week I do a thing. This week is a little different because it's something that I did a couple years ago, which was move away from everything. My co-host and my guest are both in the process, or are about to be in the process, or have been in the process. Guys, they both moved. Jeremy is about to move to Los Angeles.
Correct.
And Brenda just moved here.
You don't always say it like that. That was like podcast talk,
no,
right?
That's
how you say Los Angeles?
Los Angeles, California.
Once upon a time, there was a town in L.
And you just moved here from Glendore, Ohio.
Yeah, nice.
Glendorf, right?
I think it's...
There's an F.
Yeah, see?
I feel like you keep saying Glendore. It's definitely spelled Glendorf.
I think. After years and years,
just
I just
kind of,
you know, Glendorf.
Our joke
know?
Earlier was Glendorf is Gandalf's retarded brother.
But you, how would
Glendorf
you
the wizard.
You got to make it more PC for the podcast. So how would you say that in like political correctness?
Oh, you can't say wizards? He's a retarded magician. Glendorf the retarded magician. You know, like Gandalf says, this is Glendorf. All right. You can pass.
Let anyone through.
Yeah. Gandalf's behind him. No, thou shall not pass. I was like, no, I think they can pass. I'm Glendorf.
That's fun. So I feel like we're two segments deep now, and I don't even remember what we were talking about. Brenda, you moved from Ohio recently.
Yep.
And the way I know you is that a proper sentence? The way I know you is.
Girl, I know you is. Kent State. I saw you across the dining hall.
You're from Kent State. You went to Kent State.
Yep. True that.
And true, that is true. And you sublet my apartment when I was gone last summer.
Correct.
With my former roommate, Kate, and probably future guest, you know, if Jeremy is fine with it, we'll have. And Jeremy, if you do this well enough, you might be the permanent co-host if Harry says yes.
The permanent co-host?
Yeah.
I'm 32 fucking years old.
I know. It's about time you're co-host of a podcast. So you, Brenda, you, I know you from being my subletter, and then you moved away for a year. You went back and finished college, and then now you're back from Glandorf, Ohio.
Yep.
Ready to take Manhattan or parts of Brooklyn.
Yeah. All of it. Why not?
Yeah, of course. The whole thing. All five boroughs. At least four of the boroughs.
Yeah. Yeah, I still haven't seen Staten Island. Yeah, which is the one I think a lot of people don't.
I've been to the Bronx before. I've driven through the Bronx, but I've never been to a place in the Bronx before.
Touched ground.
Mm-hmm. Never touched ground.
You never went to the Bronx Zoo?
No, I hear that's a nice zoo,
though. Hey, check it out. They got, like,
animals and stuff.
I was going to really go into it, but I stopped myself. Okay. Waste of time. Red pandas is what I like.
You're wearing a panda shirt right now.
That is so ridiculous. And what's crazy is I wasn't wearing this 10 minutes before you guys saw me, because I spilled something. I had to change into this. I just don't want to come off as some weird panda guy. Like, it's really weird.
You're talking about pandas a lot.
I know.
You're wearing a panda shirt.
Bronx Zoo is famous for red pandas, right? And I happen to be wearing a panda shirt. Yeah.
And that's all coincidental.
Right. Yeah.
All right.
It really is. Yeah.
Sure it is.
Just don't look at my internet search history.
And that brings us to the end of internet history. I guess that was a segment. Thanks for reminding me. Co-hosting.
Yeah, that wrapped it up well.
Tin co-host.
This is now the end of internet search.
Search.
Oh, I just changed it.
All right, great.
That might actually be more interesting. Like, more when you say internet history, that's kind of like saying, you know, like when now people talk about, you know, someone's history in the internet.
Yeah.
When you clear your internet, when you hit Control H, you know, like that's.
Oh, is that?
That's the history. Oh, that's, you know, you clear the history.
No, yeah, I know. You know,
about that. My friend Jeff Ahern, not Baumgartner, once asked me, like, this is like years ago when he was still learning how to use his computer. Mm-hmm. He goes, because he's trying to clear all the dirty shit that he was, like, looking at. Yeah, so he goes, how do you change the past? That's like how he, like, asked. He phrased it. It was pretty beautiful. I was like, and I wasn't sure what he was asking at first. And then I realized he was just asking me how to delete his search history.
So, Jeremy, you're moving to Los Angeles pretty soon.
Yes. You don't. All right. Yeah.
How long have you... Originally, you're from Hawaii.
Correct. Yeah.
And how long have you lived in...
15 years.
Oh, wow. Goodness. You've lived in the...
Yeah. In the gap. Difference. Yep.
So, and now you're up and moving. What was the cause of... Why was that?
My girlfriend got a job in LA, and I'm moving with her. But I had mentioned, I would consider going out to try some work there, and you know, she latched on and started applying to jobs.
Sure, Brenda, you're here back in New York.
Yep,
and that's great.
Yeah,
you're at the beginning of your New York experience.
Yeah, I'm the beginning of life.
Yeah,
man. You think? Like, I mean,
how dare you?
I'm just saying, like, I'm just like graduated, so it's like, what the heck's going to happen in the next 80 years, you know?
80? You're
Oh, at yourself, least. Yeah. I would, if I could live to be 200, I would.
Wait, how old are you?
122. No, 22.
So, yeah. So, do you think you'll actually live to be 100?
I don't know.
I think I'm going to die, like, any day now.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. I think I might die of, like, a drug overdose at 41 when I, like, really get into the business.
Oh, sure. And what,
of
and
music.
Yeah, you're looking.
Yeah, I want to be an engineer, you know, work in a recording studio, whatever. And, you know, if I get involved with the wrong people, I will probably become addicted to heroin. And then at the age of 41, overdose.
That's a pretty specific time.
So, no, it changes occasionally.
That's not a legitimate concern. Is that that's a real thought that might happen?
It's what I kind of tell people to be funny. It's right. Not. I don't actually know.
And how do you think that works when you tell people to be funny?
They're like, oh, okay. I don't know. I guess it depends who you're telling.
I suppose that's true.
Yeah.
When do you think you'll die?
I've always thought I would be in my 60s.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's fine.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, not as old, not as long as I'd like to live, but I just think that's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like I have a history of a lot of disease in my family, and like I'm not
me too.
Doing anything to
me too. Yeah,
that.
Yeah. Likewise, I got high cholesterol.
Yeah, same.
Oh, the doctor told
you. Oh, no, but probably.
Yeah, the doctor told me.
Yeah, I bet I do. And you're young.
Yeah, well, relatively not young. Yeah, well, not here compared to you guys, but
yeah, we're all little kids.
But
it's great to be the youngest, or not the oldest guy. I'm like, I feel like I always only hang out with like 23-year-olds, and it's, you know, I'm an old man as far as they're concerned.
Yeah, well, I'm here with like a 22-year-old girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, for the first time in my life, and I've always dated 30-year-olds, and yeah, she's in the first 1/20th of her life, apparently.
Yeah, she's just getting started.
Yeah. But you know what? What, 80 years ago, what was the life expectancy? Like, less than now? So 80 years from now, you know, we might be living to be 120.
No, yeah, that was the thing that Ryan Atwood talked about in the pilot of the television show, The OC.
I missed the boat on all that, too, because I was... Again, I'm too old.
So you missed the boat on social media. You can start a Twitter. You can start a Twitter right now if you want to. Let's start Jeremy a Twitter right now.
Yeah.
Do you want to?
No. Maybe one day when I'm the permanent co-host. Let's do the guest thing.
I think that would be.
It could be fun.
It could be fun. You know, people could tweet at you. That's about it.
That's Twitter.
We'll that's a good thought. Let's shelve that and let's see how many of these I do. We can do it one day.
Great. And it's never going to happen. You have a Twitter, Brenda.
Yeah, love it.
Yeah, you're a good. You've got spirit.
Thank you.
Yeah. Let's get what are some highlights?
I'll go to my Twitter feed and you can choose.
Okay, let's do that for each other. Where's my phone?
Yeah, you can choose your favorites.
All right, so that brings us to
This is like things I've tweeted. Is that what you want?
Yeah,
or,
I'm going to bring up things I've tweeted.
Okay,
we'll read the favorite tweets of each other. And Jeremy will understand what Twitter is in the year 2014. How do you know that?
Yeah.
I know what it vaguely is.
But we'll get to the bottom of this in a little segment I like to call Read Each Other's Tweets. Let's hear the theme song for Read Each Other's Tweets.
All right, you thinking lead?
Read each other's tweets.
Once upon a time, there was a guy named Al Gore.
End of theme song. I'm bringing up Al Gore every time. All right, so let's go through. I'm going to find a. You got one of mine?
Last night, I learned an important lesson about the amount of pizza one man should eat on his own, which is very valid, I think. That's a question a lot of people ask a lot of times.
The other night, I got an entire pizza. I ate 80% of it, and the next day, I was not feeling great.
Done that.
My stomach or my heart.
Wait, what is the amount, though? You don't say the amount.
Well,
it's a lesson I learned. Everyone has to learn it for themselves. Oh. Okay. Here's one of Brenda's tweets. I haven't been reading them. I've just been creeping on my future roommates, and then you used a like a surprised face emoji, and then you said they scream cool, and then you used a cool face emoji.
Not my proudest tweet.
That's good. So, I want to see the faces.
I'll show them to you.
Oh, that sunglasses guy is money. Yeah.
He's super cool.
Liking Instagrams before they even load, because this is a quiz for you. IDEGAF. What's that mean?
Wow. IDEG. I don't ever go around Facebook. Wait, what was the rest of the...
Liking Instagrams before they even load, because IDEGAF.
Wow, I really have no idea.
Do you know, Brenda?
I do.
Oh, great.
I don't even give a...
Oh, she's not allowed to curse because her mom's going to listen to this.
By the way, she probably will listen.
If you're going to scream, you should back up.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I didn't know.
I mean, it's great.
I don't even give a...
Fuck.
Fuck. Thank you.
Nailed it.
Here's another one of Brenda's tweets. It just says, Bob Ross! You can see the number of O's and S's there. So that one's great.
This is a blast. I got to get on this.
Yeah, it's. I got the next one. Let's do two more because this is my favorite segment ever.
Okay. Pet a cat tonight. Pet a cat tonight.
Yeah, that night I was walking down the street and the cat came up to me and I pet it.
those are good nights.
All right. So this is one of Brenda's tweeted at 2:11 a.m. It just says mostly throw things.
Oh.
What's that all about?
That was actually like when I was moving.
Okay.
And I was like, I had a really good time in Glandorf for like the first time in like 6 weeks. For real. For the first time. No, I was having like a really good time and I was like really mad that I had to just leave.
Yeah.
Suddenly. And I was like, man, I'm like not ready for this anymore. Like, I'm mad. I was like legit angry. Usually my tweets are never serious, but I was like, gosh, I'm mad.
Aww.
I want to, I don't remember what the tweet before that was. It was like, I want to quit life.
I need to rethink my
life plan and throw things.
Does your mom read your tweets as well?
No, she doesn't. My brother does.
So your mom will listen to this, but she doesn't read your tweets.
It's going to be really...
Oh, is it because she doesn't have Twitter? Is that why?
Yeah.
Yeah, moms don't have Twitter. It's great.
Okay.
I know a mom that has Twitter, but...
What's her name? Let's give her a shout out.
She probably the mom that has Twitter too. Or yeah. My mom?
No, not your mom.
Karen. Karen has Twitter. I think it's at moms the bomb or something like that. I think your kids made it, but yeah. But
it'll
yeah,
be like us making Jeremy's Twitter. It'll be like your kids making it. Because we're so much younger than you are. One more tweet each.
Okay, can I do a plug? Is that bad? I have a new podcast called Harry Says Yes, first episode here. Although, if you're listening to this, you've already downloaded it. But harrysaysyes.tumblr.com. Sure. We'll see how it goes together.
Yeah, it's so far things are going great.
Wait, so your mom doesn't let you curse? Or she doesn't like it?
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't care. I just don't want to, like...
Yeah, you don't want to disrespect her.
She's my mom.
Her.
Yeah, yeah, like, you know, I don't want...
Well, I understand, but I don't have that problem. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a problem. I guess I've just never tried.
Well, I only mean it, like, I say I don't have that problem just because, like, my mom's, like, I'm first generation American, so she barely, like, her English isn't great, and also she doesn't, she doesn't even know what Twitter is or podcasts are.
Oh, so that's
so there's
nice.
No, yeah, like, it's been like that. Like, I've always been able to say some wild shit and write crazy shit or whatever.
Right.
It's never been a problem.
On your Zanga account.
Or even on our family, our shared family computer, like, I'd have crazy, and I wouldn't even bother hiding things. I just have stuff on the desktop because they have no idea.
Oh, that's nice. My mom is usually about 5 to 7 years behind me on the internet in general.
That's not bad.
No, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's like her. She's five. She's
all right.
22-year-old mom.
Yeah. She one time I used to have a podcast called Harry and Jake Speak Politely, back when I was in Indiana, and she was like, "What's a podcast?" And I was like, "It's not for you. Just not your thing."
I used to remember floppy disks.
Yeah.
I had a floppy disk, one of those smaller floppy disks, not the really old, huge ones.
Yeah.
But I had a small floppy disk, and we used to have, like, GIFs. Back in the day, GIFs were what we called porn. This is how old I am.
Okay.
Wait. GIF?
G-I-F.
Okay.
Much like what the kids today call GIFs, are you guys, those are, like, animated things on the internet.
Yeah, I mean, it's not just...
Well, GIFs are also file format. We don't have to nerd out right now. But, it's a picture format, right?
Yeah, but it's also, that's why they call them that, because they are, the moving image is
yes.
a GIF.
Animated GIF, technically.
Yes.
But it's been short. Sure. Yeah, this is riveting. But
no.
The point is, I used to have this floppy disk that we kept all like GIFs on. Like we had about 10 of them and we would trade them in the school. And it was just pictures of girls. That's what we had as porn back then.
I have a lot of questions.
And like, well, the point of the story, the whole how my parents didn't really, they weren't aware.
Yeah.
All mine had like a label on it that said porn in huge like letters so that they could it was easy for me to find.
Yeah.
But
easy
that,
for you to find.
Right. I'm not going to be popping in floppy disks all afternoon looking for, oh, this is just my social studies homework. Yeah.
So here are my questions. You called porn GIFs like as a code word for porn?
I wonder if it was a code word, but everybody in my school would say GIFs.
I've never, ever heard that before.
Yeah. I don't know if it's a generational thing or it was just our thing. Like,
I bet it's a combination of the of both.
I still have like 10 porn floppy disks.
My dad stored his farm stuff on floppy disks. He'd have like farm reports and have all that.
That's what he wanted to do, but secretly. He would have popped
that. I know. Yeah, if I was smart. I would have wrote farm on my disc, too. Smart man, you're dead.
But your parents were farmers, so they knew what farm was. So.
Exactly. They might have popped that in.
Yeah.
What is this porn?
Okay, so for your final tweet, I'm going to read a series of tweets that all relate to each other.
Okay.
These are all within, like, a couple hours. Oh, there's so many of these. Okay. Okay. I'm determined to see the Canadians bust by the end of the night. Hashtag, hashtag. And then a couple hours later, the Canadians gave me a bus tour. Hashtag nailed it. And then, I know I said I was done with hashtags, but I'm trying to feel them. And then hashtag second bus tour. Hashtag third bus tour. And then finally, I learned a lot about Canada this weekend. So you spent some time with some Canadians?
Yeah. So I went to the Michigan race in Michigan, the NASCAR race with my brothers.
I only know about the Indy 500. I mean, I'm from Indiana, so we kind of have NASCAR.
I mean, same type of thing. Different cars, good, different state, different track, you know? Yeah, that's what they say. But so I went to the NASCAR race. Mostly you just go there to drink a bunch for the whole weekend.
Yeah.
And the day before the race, these Canadians pulled in a couple campsites over, and there's like 30 of them in this bus that they turned into a camper. And it was Saturday, and I thought, man, if there's nothing else I do today, I'm going to see the inside of that bus camper. I'm going to see it. So 7 p.m. rolls around,
and you're drunk.
Drunk. And so I say,
she's not saying the F word though, Mom. She's just falling down drunk at 7 p.m. trying to get into a Canadian camper. No swear words are being uttered, though,
but don't worry. What? I think my mom would be like more okay with that. Mom, once you hear this, let me know.
Yeah, by the way, don't only listen to the episode that your daughter's in. Stick around. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star rating. It's great.
Yeah. So I said, all right, it's 7. Hey, Canadians, let me see your camper. So they gave me a tour. Really nice. You know, it started out, you see the driver's seat, and then you got the table they got from a garage sale and some seats that was from an old van, and then they have, like, 12 bunk beds.
So they built this camper out of a bus.
Yeah. They, you know, added all this stuff and whatnot.
Cool.
Yeah. Painted the windows black, but that's a problem, so they're thinking about painting a different color because it gets really hot in there, which is details you didn't need to know. So they gave me a tour, and I thought, best day ever. And then they're like, we're going to go play Flip Cup. They were very Canadian. They're
that
from
was
Timmins.
Your Canadian impression. I like that.
Thank you. I tried to do what they did. They're from Timmins, and they were all firefighters, and like, we're going to go play Flip Cup. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to party,
so
strangers.
The town of Timmins was just, if there's a fire broke out, there would be no one to fight it, is what you're saying.
Apparently not that weekend, no. No. A lot of firefighters, maybe not all of them. I don't know. So then we, like, wandered around the campsite, and I thought it was going to be, like, a 5-minute walk around the corner to the people playing Flip Cup. And 20 minutes later, we're still walking, like, down these campground trails, and there's, like, woods all around us. And I was like, this is what you don't do. I know. I was like, this is what people warn me of. This is what you don't do. You don't wander with strangers. And they
still have 140 years to live.
Yeah. They were like, yeah, Flip Cup is in the woods. Yeah, we're going to go play. No,
Flip Cup is in the woods.
Yeah, but it wasn't. And then we got there, and I met some Kent State alumni playing Flip Cup, and people gave me free shots. And then I went back to the campsite, more free shots. My brother actually said he was worried about me for a moment, and he started to walk to find where I was. And then he heard me screaming from, like,
whoa.
Loud. Like, I was just
screaming. Yeah.
No, I was just
fun
talking.
Screaming.
I mean, just talking, like,
oh.
Loud.
Oh, right.
Talking loud, like I do. And then, yeah, and then the end of the night, throwing up in a porta potty. That's how that ended. And Mom didn't know that.
Okay. But, no. I can bleep that if you want.
No, it's okay.
That explains the 34 Canadian tweets.
Yeah. Oh, and the next day, everyone around the campsite was like, oh, there's the hashtag girl. That's because all night I was like hashtagging everything. And that's why, yeah, I was like, because like my neighbors were like, I don't get this hashtag stuff. You're a thug. I don't get what you're saying.
You are a bit of a thug.
I don't know. I think a little bit.
That's like a pet peeve of mine.
Oh, verbal hashtags?
Yeah.
I don't like that.
Uh-oh.
Well, I don't judge you any differently than, I made a snap judgment already.
Yeah, you're going to stick to it.
I'm just saying, as an old man, I don't like this whole speaking in hashtags. I don't like use regular words like fuck and shit.
I'm not a huge fan of verbally hashtagging either. But you know,
it was
kind of the point, is because everyone around me camping was like 30 years or older.
You have to be the young person.
Yeah, so they're like, what's a hashtag? And then I was just like, being funny then. And I was
like,
it's
also disrespectful to number signs.
Sure.
Is it? Is there a difference?
No, not like when you type it out.
It actually is a number sign.
Yeah, a pound sign, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just feel like my whole life I've known that as a number sign.
Now if you ask a little, if you have to ask a four-year-old what the symbol is.
Exactly.
It's going to be he's going to say hashtag. Then he's going to show you a trick on his iPhone. It's like, look, you can turn off portrait mode. You do this because they're really into that. Anyway, so final tweet.
Okay, I'm going to do two because they're connected to earlier tweets. Today I hung out with a bunch of dudes that don't have Instagram, so it's like, did I even? And then waved at a cat today. Was it the same cat that you pet
it was a different
later?
Cat. No. Oh. Unfortunately. Oh. I just didn't pet it. I didn't touch a cat today, so I decided to talk about waving at one.
No, that's nice.
You can take your phone back.
The phone pile.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Twitter's great, right?
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I D E A G F.
Hashtag I D E.
I didn't.
I D G I F. I don't remember what it was.
I D E G A.
Is that actually something that kids are doing now?
Oh,
or you started that one?
I think I D G A F is like an agreed upon acronym for I don't give a fuck.
Okay.
There's
so many.
And then I put in an E. Just to make it more...
Oh,
that
shit. So
me.
That's like your twist on it.
Yeah, that was my little signature.
I remember originally reading that, and I was like, what the heck does I-D-E-G-A-F mean? And then...
So you remember reading it, but you don't remember favoriting it.
Whoa.
This is why you're here, is to call out not favoriting my tweets. it's fine. It's not for everyone. So... But no, Jeremy, I do think that you would do great at Twitter. You're a very funny gentleman. I think that your thoughts would translate well to the whole thing.
Yeah, it'd be a lot of cursing, but
they allow that now. They just added that like a
couple. Oh, really? You don't have to acronymize.
You have to hashtag. You have to hashtag all of your hashtag all of your curse words.
You really used to.
You really have to do that?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
answer to both of your questions is no.
I was like, wow, I guess I've just never cursed on Twitter.
Why haven't you cursed on Twitter? Your mom doesn't read your tweets.
That's true. I don't think I really
curse.
No,
she doesn't
publicly.
Need to. She's well-spoken. Like, I think people that have never been told not to curse, like myself, it just becomes like... No, seriously. I mean,
it's like a crutch.
It's a half crutch. I mean, I know it's partially a crutch, but it's literally... I just speak better when I curse. It's something that helps me think about. I'm not cursing right now. That's why I'm stumbling.
No, I'm
instead of.
I'm trying to think of a game where I could make you guys say the same thing. But
it was so bad that I cursed so much. I cursed way more in high school than I do now.
Yeah, I mean, so did I. I think I don't curse as much as I used to, and I try. I guess it's not that I try not to. It's just like I would like to be able to express a thought and not curse.
But sometimes, I just love those words too. I feel like there are some things that you can't express properly.
Oh, sure.
Which might be kind of a dumb thing. I'm sure there are ways to express yourself properly without saying the F word, but it's just there are times when this is the exact feeling that
it definitely gets a point across. But if you're just I'll catch myself using shit four times in one sentence to refer to different stuff every time.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And that's not, that's not very eloquent, but you know. That's the way the cookie
goes. I was an English major, by the way.
Oh, yeah? No, so let's talk. You guys have a lot of fun parallels.
Oh,
not
yeah?
only are you moving into the city as you're pushing him out of the city, if you want to think about it that way.
Have I made it to guest? Am I a guest now? No. I'm still co-host.
Still co-host. You have a lot of responsibility. So your parents are both farmers, different sorts of farmers. You're from Hawaii, and you're from Glandorf, of course.
Yep, of course.
But
two magical places.
Yeah. Well, they're pretty. I'm sure they're. What's it like being in Hawaii? A lot of spam. I hear that spam's really big there.
Spam is the number one consumed meat. That
really?
Is accurate. Yeah, that's why everyone knows that, or that's why everyone says there's a lot of spam in Hawaii.
Yeah, I was. I went to Bonnaroo. Are you familiar with Bonnaroo, Brenda?
Tennessee.
Yep.
That's about all I know.
I went there and we had spam, and my friend Jake Hellman was like, "Hey, spam's really big in because there's no. It's hard to. It's expensive to import and export things. Isn't that the reason?
Is that why it's big? I don't think that's why it's big. I think it's
big
just because.
Big?
Well, I think it was. It got big during the war, World War II or one, maybe
probably
two. And then all the military guys, that was what military people ate, I guess, in the mess halls.
Okay.
But then, it just spread, like, permeated throughout the island. But it's also delicious. That's why it's big.
I mean, Spam is really good.
Yeah.
Are you a Spam fan?
I've never had it.
The main reason it's big. Oh, this is Brenda says yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to go in the cupboard.
Do you have Spam here right now?
I did, like, as of 2 weeks ago before we moved everything.
Moving, yeah.
And, but I had, like, deli. 5 cans of Spam.
Yeah?
Spam's great. I thought it was a import-export thing, but, I mean, I guess that makes
sense. That might be part of it, but it's delicious, mostly. That's why it's big.
Spam is really good.
I've actually heard, like, people hate it. That's what I've heard about Spam.
People that hate it have never tried it.
Yeah.
Maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I don't hate it. I would like to try it. I don't know. I've never had it.
I wish we had some.
Yeah, we can make that happen. I can go to the deli.
Do they have Spam at the deli? I've never,
of course. You get Spam everywhere, yeah.
I've only
get Spam
had
the deli.
It given to me. I've never, like, pursued it myself.
Yeah, sometimes when you're in, you know, when you're in a jam, you can go to the deli. It's not the ideal place to get. Yeah, in a Spam jam.
Yeah.
When, you know, you when the regular grocery stores are closed, you can go to the deli. They mark up the price.
Oh, I bet. All right, so I guess that's the end of our Spam conversation. It ended pretty naturally there.
I don't think that things end naturally when you ask. I think that ended pretty naturally there, right? It's like the least natural possible ending to anything.
It's going great.
This thing started. I don't think you were recording, but this podcast started with, "Does anybody need to use the bathroom?"
And then what did I say?
And then you said, "Because I do."
Yeah, that was my nice way of asking where your restroom was. But you just laughed at me, and then I found it.
You asked me if I need to use the bathroom. How am I supposed to read? I've got like one crazy girlfriend. I paused there because I wasn't sure if she was going to hear this. Like,
I'm
actually
sure
paused.
She will. I'm gonna put it on her Facebook wall. Does your girlfriend have Facebook?
She does.
Yeah,
that's my window to the world of social media. Yeah.
WTTW.
Yeah, I just get to look at her friends.
Well, how are they? They seem nice.
Some of them are cute.
Sure. But not, you can't tell her that. Or you can.
I can say that.
How long have you been in a relationship with your...
A long time. 8 years on and off, but 8 years since we first met.
How'd you meet?
Just through friends at a party.
Yeah, that's a nice way. That's a good way to meet people is through friends. Yeah. That's like the way I met you through friends, Jeremy.
Yeah.
Brenda! And I know you from the internet.
Through Craigslist.
Through Craigslist, yeah.
I think you should call this Harry Says Maybe. There's a lot of indecision in everything you're doing.
I'm in a rough patch, you know? I can't.
Harry Says Maybe. Why are you in a rough patch? Just because you're looking for a job? Is that, like, the most stressful part of your life right now?
I mean, yeah.
What else is going on?
Thanks for asking. No, it's just like that. Like, I'm in a weird place. I just graduated, and I got to get a job, and I live, you know, at my house, and I'm just spending all day not doing anything. That's why this podcast is so important to my life.
No, I feel that pain, though, the, like, graduation.
I mean, you may want to spin this towards just doing the kind of, like, recent graduate, wayward, looking for a job, trying to find a path.
Right, the whole thing.
Yeah. I'm not trying to fuck up. This is episode 4, and I'm just fucking up the whole theme of...
No, I mean, even this episode is barely on theme. Originally, it was going to be like, me and a person would do a thing, and then we'd talk about that.
It would just be anything, yeah.
But now it's just like, I got to record an episode. So we kind of stumbled on a pretty good theme with you guys coming and going. I think that I think it's been fine.
I will say this, though. You guys don't really know what it's like to move yet, or like...
I don't
really
know. I feel like I moved pretty hard.
you moved hard?
Yeah, I think we both moved out of our place.
She knows what I'm
saying. I want to know what you're saying, though. Like, what do you mean?
What I'm saying is, I moved to college like you all did. Oh no, you didn't even really move that far to college. But neither did you. But my point is, I moved from Hawaii to New York City for college.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Which is a huge fucking move. And within New York, I've moved, I don't know, 7 to 10 times in my 15 years I've been here. No, that's not true. Maybe 5 to 6 times. But, and all those were huge, you know, pains in the ass.
Mm-hmm.
But this move was, for some reason, or this move that I'm going through now, it's like I'm actually moving cities again. Yeah. And I've been here so long. And, like, when you're somewhere for, I think, your adult life, because I've been here since I was 18.
Put down roots
and all, like, my career is here. My friends, my, like, adult friends are here.
Yeah.
not like those floppy disk friends that I used to have, but like it feels so weird and jarring, and like I'm just so kind of disoriented, and I'm oriental too, so you know how hard that is. But like yeah, that's an old thing I used to say when I was like in college. But
all right, we'll get to all those.
So basically, I feel like you don't really know. Like, you're moving a few items, a few possessions. Like, we have so much crap that it's like we've gathered over the years we've been here.
When I moved to college, and it was only like 45, my college was 45 minutes from where I grew up. I moved into a dorm, and then every year after that, I moved for 6 years in a row.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved here. And ever since then, I've just stopped wanting to collect things. I'm like, I don't want to have stuff like people.
Yeah, my girlfriend learned that lesson with this move.
It's like I just have so much. There's so much stuff in Indiana that am I going to ever bring that here? Not until I like have a place I know I'm going to stay in.
The last 2 weeks have been like she's been crying every night, or not every night, but she's been emotional every night, and like just like, you know, overwhelmed because. There's a lot of shit. Like, she's, like, looking around, not knowing what to pack, what to throw away. Mm-hmm. And we're not bringing anything. Like, I put a limit on what we can bring. So it's, like, stuff that has all this supposed sentimental value to her, we have to kind of break it down and be like, none of this means anything.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. It's really – I've started to just, like, not want to have anything. Like, I used to collect DVDs. I don't do that. Like, I
know. It's you feel like it's a part of – like, I got over that around maybe your age, I think. Maybe a little more.
About 5 years ago.
I guess, like, yeah, around then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We don't need to keep highlighting. But, yeah, I used to have books, a lot of books, and I used to have some DVDs, and I just got rid of everything. I'm like, I'm just going to be a Buddhist.
Yeah, I moved to us.
Swearing cursing Buddhist.
So, yeah, how's that been for you, like, moving from Brenda?
I was going to say, I think the worst move ever was literally after only being here 3 months last summer and feeling like, okay, this is like where I'm going with my life. Like, I feel so right here, and now I have to go back to school and like backtrack, you know, like I'm in my career in a sense.
Yeah.
And now I have to backtrack and like go back to school. So that was like, I mean, it was a great year because it was my last year of school. It was like a good time, but it was also like the weirdest mood I've ever been in because I had to go back home. But I can see what you're saying. Like, I was only here 3 months, know, so I wasn't as used to it. But something about it felt really right. So when I had to leave, that was the worst. And that's it.
But so that was more like emotional stuff than actual, like,
physical stuff. It just sucks to move anything. Like,
moving is like, they say that's like one of the worst things.
It is, yeah. Well, I can see, like, what my girl's going through. Because she's in LA now. Mm-hmm. So she, you know, I think if we went together, it'd be a little better. But
Have a place out there?
She's doing Airbnb until we find a place. But she doesn't know really anyone there. Mm-hmm. It's very bizarre that she wanted to go out there. But she realized, it's kind of like when she found out she got the job, we both kind of got depressed. And we're like, oh, shit, it's actually happening. And it all started sinking in for her. Where it's like, oh, I don't know anyone out there. Like, why did I ever want to do this?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like her, because she grew up on the East Coast, and it's like her family's here, her friends are here.
Yeah, I didn't know anybody last when you summer. Moved out here? Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, like, I have a cousin that lives in like New Jersey.
You're at the age to do it. You know, it's like, right? When I went to college, you know, when I came from Hawaii, like, I didn't know anyone. That's a huge move, but it's kind of like exciting and fun. Like, I definitely don't feel that right now.
I definitely, when I moved, I knew one person who I stayed with, who's now my roommate, Matt Griffin. He's the best. And that was nice. I had something. And I was going to school, so, like, I knew that I would meet people there. But it's definitely, like, I definitely am glad I moved. Like, I definitely recommend to anyone who's interested in moving just away from everyone you know and finding a new set of people, because it really sharpens, like, you kind of find out what people like about you. Like, you're able to, like, sort of hone your actual personality.
I totally get that. Yeah.
So I think it'll be good. How do you feel about that now, being an old man and moving?
No, I think you're on point. I think that the new city Harry, I'm sure, is different from like the Indiana high school Harry.
Oh, yes, certainly.
And it's like, I'm sure that dude was way cooler. But
he was certainly a lot more confident.
But like, it's kind of like, there's like a lot more. I think that when I moved here for college, I brought like all this Hawaii sensibility with me. I don't know if
you're always putting blaze on people when they got off a plane.
I have done that. Yeah, but I just mean like what I thought like was cool was out the window, and that was really refreshing. It's kind of part of that is probably high school to like adult life kind of thing too, but yeah. It's nice to like kind of like free yourself from the shackles of what you used to think, yeah. You know,
and what you were supposed to act. Well. Yeah. Like,
I definitely act more like I naturally would, or naturally like I kind of do more what I want to, whereas before you're way more insecure. Not that I'm not insecure, but I'm saying you have way more insecurities.
You hide it well. Yeah. While screaming curse words at strangers.
Yeah, that's another good reason to curse.
As you put lace.
That's a huge release, you know.
So wow, this is like
deep.
This is like good podcast.
Oh yeah, the other ones never got here. Maybe your co-host sucked.
Moving. It's difficult. I get too self-aware and then I can't.
You want another beer?
Oh yeah, I'll take another beer, man.
Yeah, sure.
Okay, well, hey, guys, we'll take a quick break and then we'll be right back on Harry Sessions.
So, you guys are young, so...
Thank you.
That was my attempt to, like, come back to the podcast. Like, almost forced.
Yeah.
How do you end your... That ended naturally, right? Is Facebook kind of like dead or dying for your age group?
Sometimes. I mean, sometimes. I don't know.
That's a great answer.
Some days.
Is Grandpa dying, Mom?
Sometimes he is.
Too soon.
Oh, shit.
Sorry. Yeah.
It's okay.
My great aunt died this morning.
Yeah.
For real?
Sorry about that.
No, it's all right.
I mean, that sounds like such an excuse. Like,
I know.
It's one of those stay at home excuses.
Yeah, true story.
No, yeah. My
almost canceled the podcast.
Yeah, my grandpa died like a week ago, and I haven't told anybody.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I haven't said anybody. It's okay.
Podcast exclusive.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's okay.
Well, in your words, but, people die sometimes, you know? So
I mean, it's true. Yeah.
Sometimes.
It's true, yeah.
She was 120.
88? I think 88.
Oh, that's a nice life.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Nice,
yeah,
solid life.
Longer than I'm going to
live. Anyway.
Anyway.
Sorry about that.
No.
This is the part where we get real, guys.
I thought that already happened. I thought we were going to have a lot of fun. Guys, Twitter's weird, isn't it?
No, we were on Facebook.
Oh,
yeah, Facebook.
I was going to say, yeah.
Good co-hosting.
Yeah, exactly. This is what comes with age and experience, right?
Mm-hmm. I think I was going to say Twitter's good. Facebook's good when you just want to, like, look at stuff and see what cool people are doing. But then when you have, like, your cousin with their three kids who are posting their heights and their ages and the comparison of who's going to be taller in 3 years, then it's like, I'm done. Like, I'm done with the internet as a whole. Like, I'm done.
Yeah. That's
like,
yeah. All right.
But the kids, here's what the kids are into these days is Snapchat.
Oh, no, I know about the Snapchat.
You know about the Snapchat?
I have a Snapchat. No.
Oh, you should. I mean,
that's
Snapchat.
The one.
Snapchat's easy as pie.
No, it started as like some creepy thing, and that was like kind of
yeah,
why
it was
I
like
had
a sexting thing for a while. Yeah. You had it because
oh, come
you
on, here. I'm trying to clean this show up here.
Sorry, is sexting.
It's a creepy thing. That's what I said.
Sure, yeah.
You're over here talking about fucking sex.
Yeah, well, sex texting, sex texting.
Yeah. This is still Social Media 101, guys. The podcast. Yeah, start the podcast.
You would like social media if you understood the
business. Yeah, no, this is very educational for me. I'm wasting everyone's time, but this has been very beneficial to me. There was maybe like a 1 minute chunk in there you can salvage.
Yeah, we'll
but
we'll find out.
This is gonna be a lot of work on your end. Yeah, like edit? Like this is a question for later. But just out of curiosity, do you edit like to the point of when I edit a show? I'm cleaning up people's speech patterns.
Yeah, yeah. If there's an awkward silence, I'll take that bad boy out.
But even like stutters and stammers, do you clean that up?
It depends.
If someone has a really bad one, help them out a little.
I haven't had a stutterer on the podcast yet, but I stutter into it.
I mean, everyone does, but yeah. You don't clean people up like to that degree.
Sometimes, okay. like if somebody says something really stupid, I'll like cut out the stupid part if I want to.
Really stupid. These are guests you're talking about. You're going to keep this in?
No, they're all dumb pieces of garbage. They don't listen to the fucking podcast. Nobody listens to this. That's what's so great about it.
I know, but it is fun.
This is like doing it is like so much fun. We're all having a great time. Brenda, talk about it.
I'm having a great time. Do you want me to write a song about it?
If you could. All right, here's the next segment. Hold on, sorry. Here's the next segment. My guests are having such a nice time.
Nice time, that's what we're having here.
Harry and my friend Beer. Nice time.
Having a good one.
That was a good one.
Guys.
Having a good one.
The fact that what makes it fun, like, the fact that I'm hanging out with Jeremy Sue and Brenda Sublease, as you are on my phone. And they're singing songs together, like, absolutely, this is, like, the best. I'm having such a great time. But that's not podcast talk. Welcome back to Harry Says Yes. I'm Harry Nelson. I'm here with my co-host.
Jeremy Sue.
And, of course, my guest.
Brenda Sublease.
You're making us do a lot of work here.
Well, that's part of the fun, is all the work. So we are back on the podcast. Yeah. I came back without remembering what we were going to do when we came back. But I do have something planned. That is, of course, a little segment I like to call Steal a Segment. That's where...
Steal
a Segment. Do you listen to any podcasts, Jeremy?
Yeah, a couple, but not regularly, not really.
Okay. Brenda, you a podcast fan?
Yeah. The ones I've been in.
Yeah, you used to have a podcast. So in this segment, I like to steal a segment from a successful podcast in hopes to steal some of their fame. And, of course, you used to have a podcast, and I want to steal one of those segments. And that segment is called... Billy Joel Song of the Week.
Woo!
Let's hear that the theme song.
Oh, this is from Brenda's podcast.
This is from Brenda's former podcast. What was your podcast called?
Well, this was actually for the radio show.
Oh, sorry.
BSR on BSR, because it was all of our initials. And the podcast was like Teacher Talk and BSR Podcast. were the titles.
But. Oh, so wait. So what's Billy Joel Song of the Week?
That was for my radio show.
Okay, well,
that was a segment from my radio show. Okay.
We're running into actual problems here because you may not be able to steal this. Harry.
I'd rather try and steal Billy Joel Song of the Week than do Teacher Talk.
Yeah,
Teacher Talk might be fun.
Are you a teacher?
You're a teacher. That's why you did Teacher Talk.
No, I was a student, and we would interview. We would interview professors.
I'm sure we've all taught. You guys have never tutored or taught anything.
I gave piano lessons.
I gave ukulele lessons back in Hawaii.
Nice.
Yeah.
I taught two young kids how to do a podcast one night on July 16th, 2000.
Whoa! How dare you?
So, I mean, you guys picked it up. Pretty well.
Two young kids.
Ukulele lessons? Do you have a uke?
I do have
you?
One. I do. Yeah.
No, you should bring it up. We'll do a theme song with it.
Yeah, I can. Maybe we'll record one later for you.
Do you have a piano on you?
I got a piano on me right now.
I don't.
Huh?
I got a piano on me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh my god! We're gonna do a little thing.
All right. That's nice. Really so I'm down.
This would require a whole setup.
No, who cares? All right. So Billy Joel song of the week. What is the Billy Joel song of the week, Brenda?
Billy Joel Song of the Week.
Oh, is that the theme song?
That was the Neil Diamond Song of the Week one. Neil Diamond Song of the Week. Billy Joel was like, Billy Joel is really good. I like Billy Joel a lot, to the theme of We Didn't Start the Fire. Because everything Billy Joel related was always We Didn't Start the Fire. And I'm choosing Summer Highland Falls because it's my favorite Billy Joel song.
Okay, let's play a 15-second clip of
Summer Highland Falls. I think I can do that, actually.
Oh, I was going to do it later, but we can do it right now.
If it'll work?
Yeah, I'm sure it might. So the whole thing is just going to be music.
Yeah, we can start 50 seconds.
They say that these are not the best of times. They're the only times I've ever known.
I like that.
Yeah.
And I believe there is a time for meditation in cathedrals of our own.
That's more than 15 seconds.
Yeah, that was really good.
But,
what's that song called again?
Summer Highland Falls.
All right, well, you heard it here first.
Okay. If this came out, if this podcast is debuting before, like, 1965, yes.
Actually, no, it might, if you can figure out how to change history. Change the past.
Yeah. How do you change the past?
How do you change the past? Yeah. That and other questions will be addressed here on Harry Speaks. My old podcast was called Harry and Jake Speak Politely, so now every time I try and reference the name of the podcast and I'm drunk, I say Harry and I do it.
You just say Harry and Jake Speak Politely.
Yeah. It was a good
podcast. What happened to Jay?
Jake's gone. Jake, he lives in Indiana. He is, Brandon, I'm sorry, has the biggest dick I've ever seen. He's long gone, though.
He has a huge dick?
Yeah. That's like his claim to fame. Like around college, everyone
really?
Talked about. Yeah,
it's not very polite talk.
Oh, we didn't talk about it on the podcast.
Oh, that wasn't. I thought the podcast was Harry and Jake Speak Politely, and he just talked about his big dick. That was like an ironic thing.
No, I mean now that he's now that we're no longer speaking politely, we can let the head out of the bag that his dick.
And what is your? How do you? Why are you so familiar with Harry's?
I'm Harry.
With why are you so familiar with Harry's dick?
Well, you know, we've spent a lot of time together. old pals.
Why are you so familiar with Jake's dick?
It's just
because, no, I could actually have, like, I, you know, as a guy.
Yeah.
Like, it's always.
And we can let the cat out of the bag. We're both men.
No.
What?
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Yes. Yes. So as a guy, it's always weird when, like, your friends, like, pull out their dicks randomly.
No, absolutely.
I didn't grow up around that in my household, but when I went to high school, guys just start pulling their dicks out.
Yeah,
like, thing.
You guys are looking at GIFs and everyone's pulling out their dicks?
No, it's more like, it's a comedy. You know?
Sure.
But I subscribe, but I don't ascribe to that kind of comedy.
No, I'm the same way. I agree. The Jake thing is admittedly just a running joke about his dick. Huh. I don't think anyone in our friend circle. I actually did see his dick one time on his 21st birthday. He was passed out while going to the restroom, number two style, at my apartment. And in helping him to not be that way anymore, I did peep his Johnson. But
I love how clean you're telling this story. Like the most dirty story. He's used the bathroom number two style. I did peep his Johnson. Meanwhile, the main point of the story is you're looking at his huge cock.
Guys, listen, it's fine. We don't have to talk about it anymore.
This is
Jake Hellman, if you're listening. Congratulations on everything.
Yeah, congratulations, Jake. You're not the only one, though. No, I don't have a. I have a small, but I'm saying. I'm saying he's not the only. I've seen other big dicks, but you know.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Brenda.
I don't really see people like showing their dicks. Like, I didn't know that was a thing.
People aren't
like,
pulling their dicks out around you.
No, it is, not really.
It's not so much anymore, but that was.
It's become a comedy thing, even in like mainstream, in pop culture, like in movies. Like, it's now a thing where. People
are pulling out.
You have to like show
the Jason Segel.
Like I could understand
and actually several
that, guess,
people have done it, but like yeah, for comedy purposes.
That brings us to our next segment: top 10 comedy dicks.
Let's go. The first five from 12 Years a Slave. No,
there are a lot of dicks in that movie.
I mean, there's a lot of naked slaves, but any movie like that, there's a lot of nudity.
Sure, Amistad. Your Amistads.
Any comedy, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I understand. I don't know movies.
I can name. I mean, I know dicks, but comedy movies.
Wow. That was a dark life that you just revealed your dark past.
I don't really know the combination. Like, the comedy movies. I don't know what kind
what's
of comedy
a,
movies you
are
guys
dicks,
are watching.
What are some comedy movies that have shown dicks for humor? Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Hangover.
Hangover. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Technically, like frontal nudity. And actually,
I don't remember this.
The Ken Jeong was naked in that.
And technically, Wolf of Wall Street.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's a thing now.
Yeah, that's
I mean, true. That was I guess in an interview recently, he said that was a prosthetic. That was not his,
sure.
But it was still like frontal nudity
for
comedy purposes.
So that's three.
There's been others. I'm just not revealing my collection.
Yeah. Check your Mr. Skin.
There's, you know, you know, hot pool boys, 21.
Yeah. It's really crazy that they waited 20
movies before doing the full frontal nudity, but the full frontal. But there's a few of them. Yeah. There's other.
Right. Well, that brings us to the.
I'm really just not a movie watcher. Like, I'll watch.
I don't know any comedy movies.
No, like, in all honesty, like, I'll watch a movie every once in a while, but I'm not like, I know all the movies with all the nudity. And
yeah.
All the, you know.
No, yeah, I mean, sure. I don't watch a lot of movies either, but I just, they stick out in my mind for whatever reason. So that's been top 10 comedy books.
Yeah, we went three deep.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It works.
That was a pun. Go ahead.
Okay. I liked it. Did you get into the World Cup?
I watched about 10 minutes of a game on the 4th of July when the bar I was at was boring, so I wandered. And
wow. She like took her eyes off the phone. Stop tweeting for 10 minutes long enough.
Yeah, I actually Instagrammed twice that day.
Is that a lot or a little for you?
I don't know. I'll go weeks without Instagramming.
It's amazing that I'm just saying it's amazing that you remember the amount of times you Instagram on any particular day, though.
What was the point? It was America's birthday.
Yeah. It was really just because nothing else really exciting happened that day, and I had a really good Instagram. So.
Oh my god. Let's get you some comedy movies. We'll give you,
no, it was like my
let's
first.
Have some fun.
Show you.
It was like my first New York Instagram, and I was bored and didn't have any friends
actually,
yet.
I remember that Instagram. That's how I knew that you were back in New York.
Like the hot dog,
I remember the one about you being.
Oh, the balcony, the stranger's balcony. Yeah. My mom was so concerned.
Oh yeah, I was.
Yeah, I was at a stranger's apartment. Like, of course you.
How did that? You like talk? You like go up and talk to people on the street and stuff.
Well, I went to the World Cup bar. Oh, well, I just went to this bar because I was like, this place is boring. There's nothing happening. I ate my hot dog and left. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, I don't want to go home yet, so I'm just going to stop in any bar that looks good on my walk home.
Wow.
So I stopped in this bar. I watched World Cup, and I was like, all right, I'll just wait till this is over. Yeah. And then some guy started talking to me. I think that's all it takes is you just got to like hang out places where people are, and then people will talk to you. I never initiated.
I could hang out at a place all day long and never talk to anyone.
Yeah?
No one's going to talk to you?
I mean,
or you don't want to talk to anyone.
Both.
Is what you're saying.
I mean, if somebody talked to me, I would give them the shortest, curtest response.
And really?
I mean, it's not that I'm an angry or it's not that I don't like people. I just if somebody talks to me, it's just immediate social anxiety, and it's bad. It's bad. I can't do it. I mean, I can do it if I've had two or more beers,
mm-hmm.
but that's about it.
See, I'm more like sitting in the corner, like I'm shy, but I want to talk to people. I'm like a shy extrovert.
Sure.
And I'm just like, I'm here and I want people to talk to me, but...
New York is the best. I mean, that's what I'm going to miss about New York. Like, I don't think there's a better place where... Or there's a city where you can, like... I only say... hold on. Let me just preface this with I have never really lived in another city, so it might not be fair for me to say, but I have a hunch that you can't really do this in other cities where you just go to bars and hang out. Or, like, go to, like, a bar and actually... hang with another group of people that you didn't start with. I think it's rare, but I don't know.
But it is a thing, because people in other towns are, like, really established with their...
It's clicky.
You know,
in Hawaii, you know, it's clicky. That's what I know. So it's like, I know New York's the only, like, coming from there. You would never be able, like, here, like, we have so many beer gardens and stuff like that here where it's like, you could be sharing a table and you're hanging with these other people, and I've actually went and hung out with them after too. It's like that would never happen in Hawaii.
That's like, I think a cultural thing here is like going out to bars. Like everyone wants to go out for a drink. Whereas like where I'm from, and like, I think in LA it's like people, you come over to my house and we'll do this.
Yes.
So that's difficult.
There. I know.
I don't like
it. Sounds
going.
Rough.
I mean, this is a nice apartment. I'm fine with it, but I don't like going to people's houses and like typically, like I want to be somewhere else. Where there's strangers, like, I don't want to go where there's
I've only
people.
Recently gotten a hang of that. My thing now is that it's just I don't have any money because I'm unemployed, so it's so expensive to go out for drinks with everyone. Like, you have to, like, kind of combine everyone into one night, which gets weird. Or you start a podcast and go to people's houses.
Yeah, this is a great idea. Yeah. I didn't realize you were that socially anxious.
I'm fairly socially anxious. Guys, we're just about at the end of the podcast here tonight. I think we've done a... okay job?
No,
Yeah,
I don't know. You want to keep asking how things went to wrap up?
That's sort of my whole thing. No, this has been great. I'll reassure myself. Do you either of you have any closing arguments?
Closing arguments.
You want to fight? I don't know. What are we supposed to argue about?
I don't know.
You want to fight? That'd be an amazing ending to this. A very strange twist, but like if she just started punching me, I don't know what I'd do. I don't think I would be able to fight back.
Triumph would probably get you back.
Triumph would definitely jump in, yeah.
I was actually talking about this to somebody like 2 days ago. I was like, you know what? Yeah, if I had to beat somebody up, I think it could. But I don't know if I could.
Yeah, I don't think I could.
It depends. Yeah. Like, how bad do you have to?
You never got into like a fight in school? Like grammar school, grade school?
No. I've only like hit people that hit me first. Oh, and yeah? It was like a brother that was being stupid, you know? And that's it. And that happened like one time.
I think I've been in one fight, and it was, like, in middle school, but it was just, like...
A lot of middle school fights. I've been into middle school fights, but they're not real. Like, everyone's the same size, more or less.
Oh, yeah. You just give each other headlocks until you get separated by somebody. Give each other headlocks, that's how you do it.
Right? Until you pass out and you realize, this is a new high.
But that's how we're ending this, right?
Yeah, so this has been...
There you go.
No, does anyone have anything? Brenda, Jeremy, you're not on any social media, so you have nothing to plug.
No.
Go ahead. So if anyone wanted to get a little more Jeremy in their lives, there's no way that they could do that.
No, there's no way.
So but you've had it. You've heard it here. I guess text me, and I'll give you his phone number if you want it.
No, that's how I like it. Yeah, this is the last time any of these people will ever hear from me.
And I have some.
I could be dead.
No, you could be dead. I'll let you know. You, the listener, not you. You'll know. I'll start crying.
No, let me know if I'm dead.
I'll just start crying in an elevator. I have some friends in LA. You know, maybe you can be friends with them.
Yeah, they listen to your podcast or no?
One of them does.
All right. The guy in LA can shout it. Can give me a shout.
Nick will let you know about that. Brenda, you are on the internet.
Yes, I am on the internet.
Let's talk about it.
I am on Twitter.
Your Twitter name is kind of cumbersome when it comes to.
At Brenna, B-R-E, 8 N's, 3 A's.
Holy fuck.
8 N's, 3 A's. I've only memorized it because people have asked me like 3,000 times.
Yeah, I mean.
I didn't know it for the first 2 years I had it. But yeah.
8 N's.
3 A's.
Why?
Yeah, that's.
I think it was like my friend always called me Brenna, and when I made it, they're like, you need to make it Brenna. And I was like, okay, but there's.
Enough. 8 N's.
But why 8 N's?
Well, I think some of them already had like multiple ends, and so.
Oh my god! Don't look up Brenna with 7 N's, people, because you'd be getting.
I don't think that's a thing. I think once it got to a certain point, I just went crazy and was like, all the N's, all the A's. You know, why not?
Great. And then you're also on Instagram.
Yes, I'm on Instagram. I think my Instagram is B R I E P E N H.
Okay. That's easy.
It's like my name, kind of, yeah, really. I mean, it's like my initial and then my last name.
And you have anything you're working on you want to talk about? Like,
I'm working on life, you know, you know what I thought about doing lately? I wanted to be like a professional hand clapper or like auxiliary percussion player, like play the maracas or like the something. Yeah, like, no, I just want to be a part
exist.
Of that. They do. But I, like, didn't have any... played percussion through high school, but I don't know anyone who needs that. But I think I could do it. So if anyone out there...
You should check out this guy. He's on Twitter. It's like, hand drummer 8Ms 27.
Okay.
That is hilarious.
Jeremy's not on Twitter, but he does always check out hand drummer.
Hand drummer has got a good, like, feed. Is that the word?
No.
No? All right.
Twitter feed.
Sure.
Yeah, he's got a good feed. Hand drummer's got a good feed. That's his personal shit, right? Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm also on Twitter, but you probably know that if you're listening to this.
So. I know. I don't think you need to do it. Plus, how do they get this? In order to see this, they're going to see your Twitter, right?
Probably.
Yeah. Let's not be obnoxious about it.
At this point, if we're not going to be obnoxious, then there's no need for this podcast to exist. Fine. Fuck me, I guess. this has been episode 4 of Harry Says Yes. I think it's been okay.
No, I've had a blast.
I had a good time.
It's a lot of fun, right?
This is radio. They couldn't see me rolling my eyes.
Flipping everyone out. put your dick away. So, yeah, thanks for listening. We'll be back.
Took him 2 hours to see.
Next Monday. We're going to close with a song with Jeremy on the ukulele, Brenda on the keyboards. We'll be right back here next Monday. Thanks for listening. This has been Harry Said Yes. Goodbye.
Hey, so now with Grow a Pair by Kesha, it's Jeremy and Brenda. Ready? Here we go.
Enough of you, I put on the brakes, and I could tell you took it hard. It was all over your face, 'cause you were slipping and flipping. And here's the sitch: I signed up for a man, but you are just a bitch. You should know better.
Nice work, guys. That was amazing.
Wow.
Guys.
That happened.
I've never heard that song before.
When I first met you, and he's dropping, every time I saw you, it was on. And one day you asked if we could just talk, and that's the reason why I'm walking. If I am honest, I'm just not hooked on your phonics. I'm not trying to be rude or crude. I just wanted one thing from you, and you got confused. You should know.